sky.
Hello sports fans, it's been a busy year so far for CITR Sports with hard-hitting coverage of UBC football, hockey, basketball, and volleyball. The season will be taking a short hiatus over the winter break, but starting in the new year, the sports ramp right back up with UBC teams heading into the playoff stretch. Tune in every weekend for live broadcasts and also on Thursdays at 3:30 p.m. for a recap of the week's events. The first broadcast after the break goes on January 9th at 7 p.m. as the women's hockey team is back in action against the Mount Royal Cougars. Thunderbird Sports live on CITR.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM or at CITR.ca. You are listening to the show demo for a new program, hopefully, called A Face for Radio. And it is supposed to be a show about nothing with musical interludes, but perhaps it would be better expressed as a music show with interludes about nothing. My name is Eric Coates, and I am your host for the next hour. And, you know, I have terrible luck this Christmas season because I'm recovering from a bit of a cold, so you can probably hear that in my voice, which for radio is like the equivalent of those dreams that you have where you go in front of your entire school naked and you have to give a big valedictorian presentation or something. It's like that has happened to me right now by having a stuffy nose. So I apologize, but I hope that it can be mended through, you know, a good hour of music and talk. I lied a little bit earlier. My apologies that it was going to be a show completely about nothing. Because, I mean, that was already taken. But also because I want to each week, hopefully, with this show, have one point to sort of riff off of, to ramble about, instead of just complete nonsense, which is, if I didn't have a theme, what my talking would be. So this week's theme is lists. We're at the end of the year, and year-end lists are about, mostly for the purpose of Christmas shopping, but also, you know, for fun. And before going into that fully, I think we're gonna listen. We might want to listen to some music. So we're gonna start off with a song by a Welsh singer-songwriter named Kate Le Bon. I discovered her music this year, and it's been one of my favorites. I discovered it late in the year, and I've just been nonstop listening to her music. I've even listened to some interviews, which has enlightened me on the beauty of the Welsh accent. Anywho, so we're going to be starting off with a song from her last album called Are You With Me Now? Off the album Mug Museum. She is so great. Think maybe like Television with Angel Olsen put together. Splashes of Pavement. How can you go wrong? All right, here we are with Are You With Me Now? Enjoy.
Are you with me?
Hello, and we are back. We just listened to the song Don't Apply Compression Gently by Courtney Barnett off the album The Sea of Split Peas, the double EP. Probably the cleverest lyrics on any album this year and in quite a long time. One of my favorites of the year. And then before that, we listened to the song Footscray Station by the Australian band Scott and Charlene's Wedding. Courtney Barnett is also Australian, by the way. Scott and Charlene's Wedding's album that song is off of is Para Vista Social Club. I'm sorry if that's confusing, just switching back and forth. And we started it off with the song Are You With Me Now by Kate LeBon. Yeah, so let's get into lists. The first thing I want to mention is the difference between a favorite list and a best of. So if you look around the internet or magazines and stuff, they always have, you know, best of the year, because they can, due to their, I don't know, enlightened capacity, define what were the best albums of the year, best movies of the year, best clothes of the year, best human beings of the year, and so on. Which I think, you know, it's fair. It's a fair endeavor. If you're a magazine, you're trying to like dictate culture to an extent, that's cool. Like, I can get behind that. But when lay people like myself try to come up with, you know, their best of the year, I find it a little more presumptuous and a little silly even to try and come up with a best of list, you know, try and come up with some reasonable criteria and whatever. And I think, you know, you should really be trying to make a favorite of the year list. For example, my top albums of 2014 was definitely a list of my favorite albums of the year. Not necessarily the greatest albums, but the albums that I really got into and enjoyed. And I think that actually brought me to the conclusion that maybe a better idea at the end of the year is not to look at the best releases of this year, but perhaps the things that you most enjoyed, the most touched you, messed with you, you know, whatever. Like your, for example, top 10 favorite albums of 2014 being the top albums that you listened to in 2014. So the music that we're playing today is basically, you know, music that are songs that are from some of my favorite albums of the year and some of the music that hit me the most. For example, Scott and Charlene's Wedding is a band that was shown to me by my friend Vince from Australia while I was on exchange in Paris earlier in the year, and he showed me a bunch of really cool Australian bands. And also while I was there, I got into doo-wop, which we're going to be listening to some doo-wop later. And, you know, that had a much bigger impact on me than, let's say, Taylor Swift's 1989, although great. Great album. So, you know, that's just something to keep in mind, that we don't necessarily have to dictate our preferences or our ideas. Oh god, I'm pontificating, proselytizing, just preaching from the pulpit of a raggedy radio chair in a college radio station. So never mind what I had to say. So anyways, before we continue with some music, I'm going to state my top 10 albums of 2014. In first place, I gave it to Salad Days by Mac DeMarco, affectionately known as Mackie D. Then second place was Burn Your Fire for No Witness by Angel Olsen, affectionately known as Angel Olsen. Third place was A Sea of Split Peas, the double EP by Courtney Barnett. Fourth, Eagles' self-titled debut album. So that's Eagles, like seagulls without an S, not the Eagles, like the worst band in history. Just kidding, they aren't that bad. But still. Anyways, then fifth place, Black Messiah by D'Angelo or D'Angelo, however it's pronounced, which is actually a bone of contention for some that might argue that it should be counted in next year's, like Beyonce's self-titled album was counted for this year, even though it was released in December of 2013. But you know, whatever. Who cares? I'm putting D'Angelo in there, and you should too if you liked it. Then number six is Are We There by Sharon Van Etten. Number seven is Tops, self-titled album, Tops. Number eight is Plowing Into the Fields of Love by Ice Age. Number nine, Under the Color of Official Right by Prono Martyr. And then number 10, I tied between Beck's Morning Phase and Damon Albarn's Everyday Robots. And then some honorable mentions, Cool TV, album Paint, and Alex G's album DSU, which were both really great. And you know, feel free to come up with your own album and share it with your friends. It's kind of a fun thing to do. You can end up with a good discussion and so on. Anyways, I'm starting to lose my head. I'm feeling a little feverish at the moment. I'm not sure if it's the excitement of doing this demo or just simply the fact that my body temperature is probably at 40 degrees right now. So let's listen to one of the honorable mentions, Cool TV, with their opening song off the album Paint, called Saffron. Funny fact, all of the songs on the album have colors as their title.
Ooh.
That was D'Angelo with the song Sugar Daddy off the album Black Messiah that just came out last week. Probably my favorite song off the album, which I know is a bit, maybe not the most highbrow position, because, you know, he gets pretty political in the album, and he tries out some more experimental stuff, but that song is just so groovy. How can you not enjoy it? You know, it's just, that's all I have to say about that. And before that, we listened to the song Who Do You Love by The Sapphires, who were a doo-wop early soul group from Philadelphia in the early 60s, who unfortunately never made it really big, which I think is crazy because they are so good. Carol Jackson, singer of The Sapphires, wherever you are, I hope you're doing great, because man, oh man, you were amazing. And before that, we listened to the song Saffron by local group Cool Television, Cool TV. So, you know, back a bit to a brief rant on the bankrupt, you know, initial concept of even making lists, this necessity for categorizing, which, you know, we might trace back in the Western tradition to Aristotle, which is extremely important for things like biology and so on, but maybe not so important for, you know, friendships. Like, do you really need to categorize all your friends into, you know, acquaintances and friends and somewhat friends and work friends and so on? It gets to the point where it becomes ridiculous. However, that being said, it's kind of necessary, right? I mean, for example, take genres in music. D'Angelo, for example, is considered neo-soul, I guess. But that's like a pretty funky song. So does neo-soul incorporate it, or does it leave out, you know, elements of his music? And so on. So you always reach that sort of difficulty, and then you end up with ridiculous genres like post-Scottish neo math rock or something, you know? It's like, what does that even mean? So it's really, it's maybe not a bankrupt concept, but it's just, we have this inherent contradiction by a sort of necessity to define things, and the definition always lacking. And the more you try and define it, the more it lacks. And I think, you know, that isn't necessarily an issue. That isn't really, that contradiction isn't a problem, as long as you don't want your definition to fully encompass anything. You know, you have to be a little bit like Sisyphus and just keep on pushing the rock up the hill, even though you know it's going to fall down. You know, just keep trying. Who cares if you're not going to get it right? That being said, you know, there's obvious issues. But I think it's a worthwhile pursuit. Anyway, that's enough about that for now. I have a ton more music. Like, we aren't even halfway and there's 20 minutes left. So I'm going to stop talking and play some tunes for you. This next set is a bit more, less dancey, more punk, post-punk, garage kind of music. And we're starting off with one of my favorite songs of the year, the song Come and See by Proto Martyr. And then we're going to be listening to On a Roll by Cult Babies off Mint Records compilation album Mint Records Presents Hot Heroes. And finally, the song Pissing Against the Moon by Ice Age off their album Plowing Into the Fields of Love. I'm not sure if pissing is a, or it's actually just against the moon, sorry. He says pissing in the song. I don't know if that's a swear word, so I apologize if it is, and I warn you that it will be said again in the song. So if you are offended by that term for urination, I'm sorry. Just tune out when you hear the screaming Danish dude. All right, starting it off with Proto Martyr.
to heaven.
Justify me, make me right. I can't fight it, make it wrong. But a fugitive has a tendency to return home. softly so that in the silence only heard breathing closed in living pissing against the moon. Whatever I do, I don't repent. I keep pissing against the moon. Whatever I do, I do not repent. I keep pissing against the moon. Pissing against the moon.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we are back after that somewhat angsty set, I suppose, where we listened to Ice Age, Cult Babies, and Proto Martyr. The songs respectively were Against the Moon, On a Roll, and Come and See. So, I'm sort of running out of time here. There's 7 minutes left, but I still have 5 songs that I want to play, which is not ideal. However, unfortunately for the listeners, but fortunately, I suppose, for me, Discorder Radio, which comes on next, usually will not be able to come in today. So I will be taking over the first, I suppose, maybe 5-10 minutes of their show. And then I will, you know, then you can keep on listening to the great tunes of CITR. So yeah, usually Discorder Radio would come on at 5, but unfortunately today they can't. So now the next set, I'm going to keep the talking short. The next set is some local music, 2 quick songs by Energy Slime, because one is just too short to be enough. And then another, and then a quick song by Dream Baby. Energy Slime released one of my favorite local albums of the year, and Dream Baby, I think, are just such a great band. They're very brave, you know, to do their own their own thing. It's basically spoken word. It's very punk. They're a very punk band. Probably the punkest band here, and I would call Ice Age out on that. I would say Dream Baby is more punk than Ice Age. So I hope you enjoy this next set of some local tunes. We're starting off with the song Trial of Mind by Energy Slime. Enjoy.
Been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money, the one you love has deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
It's how he feels, but blues ain't nothing but a man, good man, feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunlevy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. A Face for Radio would have ended at 5, but since we got some extra time, I have another 3 songs, and joining me in the studio is my good friend and vice president of the student executive of CITR, Mr. John Hugh, host of Queuing It Up as well. How's it
Hi,
going?
Eric, thank you for having me on, and I would like to say that Queue It Up is on the air 3 to 4 every Wednesday for all your listening needs.
Plug it.
Yep.
So, John,
like him. No, I don't love him. I don't love him. He likes it as I like him.
I'm blessed with everything. World to which a man can cling. So happy time that I break out in tears. In the back of my mind, I still have my fears. I live my life for you. Love. I'm sure I make her happy just living so plain. In the back of my mind, I'm afraid it's gonna change. I try to run far away from thoughts I shouldn't try to keep away, but they just keep coming back to me. I try to rationalize, but someday I might realize that things are just gonna be the way they'll be. I know it's so hard to find a girl who really understands your mind. What I do if I lose her? It'll always be way in the back of my
Hi guys, this is Mac. Thank you for joining me. See you again soon. Bye-bye.